With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas State University Theater will host a production of Nickel and Dimed. This play will be performed Friday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday through Wednesday, September 30th through October 3rd at 7:30 each evening, with the exception of a matinee on Sunday, September the 30th. Joining me to talk about this production is Assistant Professor of Theater, Jeff McLaughlin, who's directing Nickel and Dime. Jeff, welcome to KASU.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this play. It's kind of got an interesting origin, this particular play. Tell us about how this came from a personal experience into a book and now into a play.
Well, the play is based on a book by Barbara Ehrenreich. She decided to do some investigative journalism. She was a writer for Harper's Magazine, and she still writes very actively. She decided to see how the Welfare Reform Act was working out, the 1996 Welfare Reform Act, how that was working out for the low-wage earners in the country. So she decided to go undercover in three different cities, Key West, Florida, Portland, Maine, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, and try and see how she could do as a low-wage earner and see what it took to make it.
And that led to the book and then led to the play. How much of the play is then, is it a work of fiction or nonfiction?
Well, everything that happens to Barbara in the play happens to her in the book, and the book is nonfiction. But the characters have been heightened, and some of the experiences have been taken to the extreme to be more enjoyable for our audiences.
Now, this play, even though it was based on experiences that were almost 15 years ago, it's certainly topical today with the presidential campaign and issues related to income disparity in America. Are those themes found in this particular play?
Yeah, and those are the exact reasons why I chose this play is I wanted to do something topical. I wanted to do something challenging for our students that would really make them think about the world that they live in. I like the fact that this play, I think, forces us to think about other people's situations and perhaps make us more compassionate as a society.
I know any time that you're an actor portraying a character who has an experience that you've never personally had, that can be a challenge. And I would assume for most of the students involved in this production, having to make a living at a full-time job is something they've not personally had to experience yet. How have you encouraged them to get into the characters, especially not only those that are struggling to make ends meet, but those who are in a more comfortable income class?
Yeah, they may not have been in the situation where they are totally independent, but they've all had jobs. Everybody starts out their employee life as a low-wage earner. So the situations are really familiar for them, and we just have to find things that are analogous to their life to make the characters come to life and be more real.
Now, you mentioned that it is a comedy, but there are some serious moments as well.
Yeah, there are some there's some pretty heartbreaking moments in the play, but there are a lot of really funny moments as well.
Let me ask you, for which audiences would this play be appropriate? Is this something that teenagers could connect with? Is it something that's very universal?
I think it is universal. Since we do have students playing the roles of adults, I think their take on some of the characters that they're playing is really pretty funny and unique. But I think everybody could enjoy this show. College students, high school students, adults, seniors. I think there's something for everybody.
The play Nickel and Dimed will be presented by the Arkansas State University Theater. It opens this Friday night, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. Additional performances are on Sunday afternoon at 2 and then Monday through Wednesday of next week at 7:30 each evening. Tickets are available through the ASU Central box office, and more information is on our own website, kasu.org. Click on events. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.